Business is Bay Forest Club Phase 5.2 RPC Final Site Plan.
This is a final site plan for the construction of 60 residential units with improvements within the Bay Forest Club Residential Plan Community, MRRPC. Phase 5.2 includes 60 attached detached villas. The submission states that this is the final phase of the 913-unit Bay Forest Club RPC. Planning and Zoning Commission granted approval of the preliminary site plan at its meeting of December 22nd of 2016. The final site plan complies with the Zoning and Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. Staff are in receipt of all required agency approvals. The tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 8, Parcel 15.02. The zoning district is MR, that's medium density residential.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the final site plan for Bay Forest Club 5.2 RPC.
Second.
We have a motion and second to approve the final site plan for Bay Forest Club Phase 5.2 RPC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is John W. Davidson Site Plan 18-38.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 6,300 square foot pole barn for an office and contractor storage to be used as part of a conditional use 2118, which was heard by commission on March 8, 2018. County Council approved the conditional use for professional office with contractor storage on March 20, 2018. Tax parcel ID 234-10-70.16. Zoning district is agricultural residential AR1. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Can I do a preliminary and final since they have all the agency
approval?
Yes.
Okay. I make a motion that we grant preliminary and final site plan approval for John W. Davidson S-18-38.
Second.
Anybody?
We have a motion and second to approve as a preliminary and final site plan, the site plan for John W. Davidson Site Plan 18-38. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is Route 24 CJ LLC Site Plan 18-39.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 104-room hotel measuring approximately 82,329 square feet with parking, a pool, and other site improvements. A waiver has been requested to allow parking in the front yard setback. Tax parcel ID 334-12.00-57.07, parcel 57.08, 57.09, 57.10, and 57.03. Zoning district is C1, General Commercial District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Is a waiver required?
The code talks about, let me find it. Give me 1 second, Mr. Ross. I always gotta look this up. It's not
discouraged.
It's discouraged. The wording to paraphrase is that parking is discouraged in the front yard setback. So it's a part of a site plan review by the commission.
So we really don't.
Well, if you look at what else has been done in that area, though, yeah.
But I mean, we really don't even need a waiver. We can just approve the site plan as submitted, right?
I mean, it's part of the commission's overall, like anything else, just consideration and discretion on a site plan.
Yeah, we could require something more restrictive, right, if we wanted to. But really, there's no requirement for a waiver. Okay.
Well, just looking at it, it looks to me like it's like overparked almost. I mean,
well, and you've already got expansion of 24 in that area, so the easement's been provided to Deldot of what, 10 feet or so, it looks like.
Yeah, no, I don't mean that. I mean, it just looks like excessive impervious areas for a hotel, to be honest. But I mean, I'm sure that's what our code requires.
Well, our code is a little bit ambitious when it comes to parking, anyway.
I think would agree with you.
Yeah, I know.
But that's what it says. And between that and the other things that are in the area, I don't have a problem with it.
We have reduced the parking.
All right, well, I know we're in like the 11th hour here, but could we just say that the stuff that's in the front doesn't need to be developed? It needs to be kept as an area for parking if they need it, but until then, it doesn't have to be?
Well, it depends on what the...
They may want it.
I would imagine that all the parking is shown because that we're telling them they have to have it.
Right, but if they don't need it...
Yeah, but we can't change the... We just can't arbitrarily reduce the parking.
It's not reducing the parking. It's just saying they don't have to develop it now unless it's needed. They must keep the area.
Have it shown on the site plan, you mean, but give them the option of not building it?
Not building it until, yeah.
I'm okay with that.
You keep some green space until they actually need it. I've done that in a couple, I did that in Milford.
Mr. Robinson, you want to?
So section 115-164 of the zoning code talks about modification of parking requirements. And it says, where in the judgment of the Planning and Zoning Commission, the parking requirements listed in section 162, and that's all the ones that say, this is your use, this is how many spaces you need for your use. Where those requirements are clearly excessive and unreasonable, the commission may modify the requirements. So you have, this is one of those areas where it doesn't have to go to the Board of Adjustment or anything like that. You have some flexibility on parking requirements.
How many spaces are there? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
And I believe that the commission has looked at this before.
You mean this type of a situation?
Yeah,
yeah, we have.
Not also the Board of Adjustment on some issues, if I recall.
Looks like
Mike Mioli was in here.
Roughly 40, I don't know.
It looks like, I counted quickly, 31.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's 1.5 cars per rental room or suite. That's the requirement, plus 1 per 3 employees.
Didn't we already go through that last year?
With somebody else.
No, Mike Miller was in here, wasn't he?
Yeah. And he was complaining about the same thing, too many parking spots.
Mr. Hudson, do you think you need this many spots, or do you need less spots, or?
I certainly prefer not to build the church for Easter Sunday if I don't have to.
Right.
I think there's like 30, over 30 parking spots going by memory on that frontage.
Sorry, yeah.
And we've got some landscape in that area. And I guess going back to the reason we're DelDOT's doing a widening of that road in there, and what BB's plans are and the DelDOT's plans are. So we've given up, I forget exactly how many feet to DelDOT as part of that, and then provided a cross access in the back. So that's kind of why it's shifted it up towards the road.
Right.
And,
but do you need those spots or want those spots?
You would be happy keeping it green space for now.
I'd be happy to keep it green space for now, as long as I'm not going to get in any trouble with the county for not putting them in.
If people are,
depends on what they say. If they say they don't need it,
well, the way I see it is, if in the future, if suddenly you got tons of people showing up and you need more spaces, then you'll.
We could certainly pave it later. That'd be fantastic.
I think we need to give him the option to do that without coming back to see us, though.
Yeah.
Just do it. That ask him to not build them. But if at some point in the future you need them, build them.
Okay.
Sorry, I was just thinking the note on the plan could just, it's going to have to get revised, but that area says parking area to be reserved or to be constructed at a later date when determined to be necessary.
Fine.
And then if whoever you want to leave to determine when it's necessary.
Leave it up to
him. Whatever he says is necessary.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
By, what do we call him, the developer?
Yeah, the developer.
Well,
the owner, developer, operator.
24 CJL.
Anybody but us.
Yeah. Are you okay with that, Mr. Hudson?
Yeah, that's fine.
Whoever owns the
somebody
property.
Somebody figure out how to word that?
Okay with
that? Yeah. That's a great.
It would be the motion for approval of a preliminary site plan for Route 24 CJLLC with the final site plan to show the parking areas and the front yard setback reserved for future
development as
needed. As necessary, yeah.
Yeah, as necessary.
Final the developer gets to throw the switch. How do you say that?
Well, that's what it says, as necessary, so I think we're fine.
With final by staff?
Final, yeah.
With final approved by staff.
So moved.
Okay. Second.
We have a motion and second to grant approval of the preliminary site plan with the parking in the front yard setback to be reserved to be determined for use by the applicant with final by staff, subject to receipt of all state agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0.
Thank you.
Thank you. The last item, is Lands of Criswell, minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision of land to create one lot measuring 0.85 acres plus or minus off a 50-foot easement. leaving a residual parcel measuring 6.007 acres plus or minus located off Deer Run Road. Tax parcel ID is 533-11.00-27.00. Zoning district is AR1. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of this minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement for the lands of Criswell, with the final approved by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the minor subdivision of 50-foot easement as a preliminary with final by staff, subject to receipt of all agency approvals for lands of Criswell. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our last item is lands of Sander, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision of a parcel of land measuring 7.924 acres plus or minus to create one new lot measuring a minimum of 0.75 acres off a 50-foot easement over an existing driveway off of Martin's Farm Road. Tax parcel ID is 235-32.00-3.01. Zoning district is AR1. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
All right, then. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minor subdivision off the 50-foot easement for lands of Sander.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minor subdivision off 50-foot easement for the lands of Sander. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Our additional business item is...